So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that discusses Ketzed Sidron, the order of the four parashas in Tefillin. And the brisa states, Kaddishli v'haykebiyacha miyamin, Shema v'hayim shemayim mismail. Rashi explains the brisa as follows. Kesedish and Kesuvim b'tayra, muktam u'muktam u'mu'ucher mu'ucher. The four parashas are put into the Tefillin in the order that they're written in the Torah. Kaddish v'haykebiyacha, Shema v'hayim shemayim. Therefore, Kaddishli v'haykebiyacha miyamin shal kairei Shema v'hayim shemayim. Mimin shel kairi, Shema v'ayim shemayim, mismol shel kairi. The two earlier parashas of Kaddish and Vayikra Biyacha, which are written in parashas Bayi, are put to the right side of the reader who faces the tefillin, while the two later parashas of Shema, written in parashas Veschanan, and v'ayim shemayim, written in parashas Hekev, are put to the left side of the reader. This way, he reads all four parashas from right to left in the order that they are written in the Torah. And tefillin written in this order are known as tefillin shel Rashi. However, the Rabbeinu Tam and Tesis offers a different approach that the four parashas are in the order of Kaddish, V'yikebiyacha, V'yim Shemaya Shema. Because Rabbeinu Tam understands Shema, V'yim Shemaya Mismol Shel Kairei, as starting from the left, Shema first, and then V'yim Shemaya further into the right. And tefillin written in this order are known as tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Chanan Morav says, Hichle Parashay Seb Psulis. If the order of the parashas was switched, the tefillin are pasul. And the Gemara mentions a machlekes in Rav's halacha. Abaya holds, Gevyasa Libriyasa, Briyasa Ligavyasa Psulis. Only if an outer parasha was switched with an inner parasha, such as Vahika Biyacha was switched with Kaddish, the Tefillin are possible because the Achta Boy Lemechse Avira loy Kochazia, the Hodlika Boy Lemechse Avira Kochazia. An outside parasha may not be inside, an inside parasha may not be outside. However, Gavias le Gavias, Briyas le Briyas, Kesheris. If an inner parasha was switched with another inner parasha, such as Shema was switched with Vahika Biyacha, or an outer parasha was switched with another outer parasha, such as Vahim Shemaya was switched with Kaddish, the Tefillin are kosher because the outer parasha is still outside and the inner parasha is still inside. Rav, however, disagrees and says, Gavias le Gavias, Briyas le Briyas, Psulis. Even if an inner parasha was switched with another inner parasha, or an outer parasha was switched with another outer parasha, the Tefillin are pasul because the Yamin Kachazi Avir Dismoil, but the Smoil Kachazi Avir Yamin. A parasha on the right side may not be on the left side, and the parasha on the left side may not be on the right. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas regarding the structure of the batim, the housing of the parashas. Rav Chanan Marav says, Tisura de Tefillin halachal Mesh Mesinai. In both Tefillin Shal Yad Vishal Reish, the base of the batim must protrude on all four sides like a bridge around the batim. And Mavarta the Tefillin Halachal Mesh Mesinai. In Tefillin Shal Reish, there must be an opening in the Tisura through which the Ritzuas, the straps, pass through, so that they are movable. Abaya says, Shin Shal Tefillin Halachal Mesh Mesinai. In Tefillin Shal Reish, the letter Shin must protrude from the two sides of the batim. And Vitzorch Shegia Charitz Lamokam Atefer. In Tefillin Shal Reish, the grooves that indicate on the outside the dividers between the four batim must extend down the sides of the batim until they reach the seams on the Tisura. While Rav Dimi Narda disagrees and says, Kivin de Minkar Leitzarach, the grooves do not need to extend until the Tisura because they can be observed from the top of the batim. Abaya says, Haikil for the Tefillin Tzarach Lemivdike. The Sefer must check the parchment of Tefillin to ensure that there are no holes which disqualify the Isis. While Rav Dimi Narda says, Leitzarach Kumasa Badikla. The Sefer does not need to check the parchment for holes because his quill detects any holes while he writes. Rav Yitzchak says, Ritzu Shchairis Halachal Mesh Mesinai. The straps of tefillin must be painted black on the outside, but they can be any color on the inside, aside for adumah is red, because zimnin de mishapchen lei, the ritzuis might flip over, and people will assume that it is blood. Tana, tefillin mirubayis halacha mish mesinai. The batim must be a four-sided and square. And if Papa adds, betuf aron, the sefer should not tighten the stitches too much, because this might shrink the batim and reduce its width. Uvalach seinen. The sides must be completely equal so that the batim have a diagonal of approximately 1.4 times the length of any side. Rav Huna says, Tefillin kolzman she pnei tavla kayemes ksheris. If the tisura, base of the batim, was whole, even if there was a hole on the top part of the batim, the tefillin are kosher. Chizit disagrees and holds that if there was a hole on the top of the batim, halach is as follows. In tefillin shel reish, nifsiku shtayim ksheris, shalish psulis. If the hole was only in two of the four batim, the tefillin are kosher, because half the batim are still intact. However, if the hole was in three batim, the tefillin are pasul, because the majority of batim are damaged. Rava makes the following distinction in shtayim kasheris. Lo yamorin el azeh shalei keneged zeh kasheris. The holes in two batim are kosher only if these batim are not next to each other, such as the holes were in the first and third bias, and there were no holes in between in the second bias. However, zeh keneged zeh, if the holes in the two batim were next to each other, such as the holes were in the first and second bias, it depends. If the batim were made from new hide, the tefillin are pasul. Because vadi or mekulkulu. And a new hide, two holes that are next to each other indicate that the hide was of inferior quality. However, ba'atiksa kasheris, the batim were made from old hide, that's full not kasher, because perhaps the hide was of good quality, but it was worn out, and that's what caused the holes. The Mishnah Berurah adds that in tefillin shel yad, the halacha is nefsiku psulis. If there was even one hole in the bias, the tefillin not pasul, because it has only one bias, which is damaged. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas regarding the ritzuis. If sikle ritzua de tefili, if the end of the ritzua is snapped off, Rav Yisef ruled, also lemiktere, one may not tie the broken piece to the rest of the ritzua, because the word uksharitim teaches, should take shiritama, the ritzua must be of one whole piece. And Rav Ashi ruled, lemitfere ve'aila litfir legav lo yasa. One may not sew the two ends together on the inside, even though the seam is hidden, because pukhazi ma'am devar, people are not accustomed to do so. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the length of the Ritzuas, and we'll first explain Rashi's approach that the Gemara refers to Tefillin Shel Rosh. Rish Lakish says, Ad Etzba Tzirada. The minimum length that the Ritzuas must extend from the Kasher is, according to Rav Kahana, Mach V'Kafaf, the length of the space between the index finger and the middle finger when spread apart, which is shorter, and they're referred to as Kafaf. While, according to Rav Ashi, Mach V'Pashat, the length of the space between the thumb and the index finger, which is longer. Tesis, however, holds that the Gemara refers to Tefillin Shel Yad, and Rish Lakish says that the Ritzua must extend from the Kesher down the arm until the Etzba Tzrada, the middle finger, and Rav Kahani Mach V'Kafav, when the finger is folded back into the palm, or Rav Ashi Mach V'Pashad, when the finger is extended. The Gemara cites three opinions of Tefillin Shel Reish with long Ritzuas. Rabba Kater Lehu U'Pashad V'Shadi Lehu. Rabba made the Kesher and the rest of the Ritzuas hung down his back. Rav Acha bar Yaakov katalu umaslislu. Rav Acha bar Yaakov made the rest of the ritzuas into a braid. Mar bered rabbana ovid kedidan. Rabba pulled the rest of the ritzuas over the front of his shoulders like Araminik. Rav says kesher shel tefillin halacha l'meishem b'sinai. In tefillin shel reish, the knot must be made in the form of the letter dalet. And Rav Nachman adds no yehin labar. The dalet should face the outside, because as Rashi explains, kedei shei shakai nira. To complete the name of Hashem, Shin Dalet Yud, the Shin protrudes from the Shel Reish, the Dalet is the Kesher Shel Reish, and the Yud is the Kesher Shel Yad. And the source for the Shem Hashem is found in the following pasuk in Parshas Kisavai. V'ro kol amei aretz ki Shem Hashem nikra lecha b'yarmi mecha. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol explains that the pasuk refers to Tefillin Shel Reish. The nations fear the Yidden because they see the majority of the Shem Hashem, the Shin and Dalet, in the Shel Reish. Therefore, Yehuda says, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Tzarek Shehei Lamala, V'tzarek Shehei Klapei Pnim. The kesher of the Shel Reish must rest high on the back of the head and not on the neck or sides of the head. Tzarech she'eh lamala kedei she'yisrael lamala v'lo lamata, to indicate that Klal Yisrael is above the other nations, and tzarech she'eh klapei pnim kedei she'yisrael lefnim v'lo l'achar, to indicate that Klal Yisrael is closer to Hashem than the other nations.